Welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. My name is Sarah Deacon. I am a mom, an artist, black belt martial arts instructor, a life balance coach, and a general inspirer of others. In this podcast, we explore different topics related to physical and mental health, habits for success, creativity, leadership, intentional mindset shifts, and so much more. You're here because you're ready to tap into more of your potential and make an impact in your life. So let's get moving. So, welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. This is your host, Sarah Deacon. I am thrilled to be coming at you from my room here in my with my new fancy podcasting microphone. So hopefully the audio quality will be improved from what it's been before. So you're welcome for that. And today I'm just riffing a little bit about appearances, self-care, things of that nature. So last summer I bought myself a brand new pair of sunglasses. And the shocking part of this story is that I spent more than a dollar on them. Now, I have this pattern of picking up my stylish shades at the dollar store, Goodwill, you know, things like that. I would get handfuls of two or three of them from the dollar store for all the reasons that are very good and very meaningful. I have three very energetic sons, and someone will most likely crack my sunglasses with a lightsaber before a month is out. That has happened. I lose things often. I have been known to, shall we say, be less than graceful at times. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if I had dropped, sat on, stepped on a pair of sunglasses, you know, pretty much as soon as I bought them. Also, they're just sunglasses. And as long as they work to shield my eyes, what's the difference? That, and I tend to avoid shopping for myself as much as possible because that's what moms do. That's the story we tell about motherhood. Well, we are last when it comes to our families, our kids. Mom gives first, takes last. And because there's so much need around us, we tend to give and give and give and often overlook or forget to take for ourselves. But this year, 2021, right, I've been examining every large and small choice in my life. I realized that my choice of eyewear was actually about more than just my personal peeper protection, protecting my peepers, protecting my vision, shielding my eyes, shading my eyes. I have come to understand that what I wear on my face or on my body, it makes a difference in how I show up in the world. It makes me feel differently if I wear different things. What I wear is both a reflection of and also has an effect on how I feel. And I think that a lot of us know this on some level. When I'm not feeling well, maybe I'll choose the most comfortable, big, cozy clothes that I can find. I'm not really worried about how I look or whether my socks match or my pants match my shirt or whatever sweater I'm wearing is stained or anything, as long as it's comfortable. And sometimes just expressing that discomfort in clothes that are not up to our normal standards is a way of just showing on the outside how we feel on the inside. I I choose when I'm sick to wear something purely based on whether or not it will irritate my skin. So that's the objective, is to just add the least possible irritation to an already irritated body. Now, when I, on the flip side of this, when I want to exercise, I will choose clothes that support my body's movement. I will wear my activewear, my exercise leggings, my sports bras. When I put on my activewear instead of my loungewear in the morning, pajamas, such like that, when I put on my leggings, when I put on my sports bra, I am much more likely to exercise because I'm actually dressed for that activity instead of for lounging around or sleeping like it's pajamas. This choice alone has been a game changer in my daily exercise habit, by the way, and I highly recommend it if you have trouble getting motivated in the morning. Now, my choice of clothing can, like I said, either reflect my mood or directly influence. It can reflect my mood, like in the example when I'm sick and I want to outwardly express that I am feeling disgusting. I don't know, less than top performance. Or, like I said, directly influence it. So like with the exercise clothes, if I put on my exercise clothes, it's just that extra little nudge in the direction of exercise. And it works. Sometimes a heavier mood leads me to choose dark and neutral colors as a form of expression. And sometimes if I want to lighten up my bad mood, maybe then I'll choose brighter colors. I'll choose those colors on purpose when I don't feel very light. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference when I make those choices with intention. There are times that I want to wallow in the dark, and there are times I need to shift. Now, back to the sunglasses. I bought new sunglasses both to reflect this new sense of worthiness that I've been discovering about myself and to help me feel a little bit more awesome. And it worked. When I wore my new sunglasses, the world felt brighter. I felt confident and happy that I did something just for me. You know, mom took care of herself first for once. And as a result, I started to carry myself a little bit differently. Now, I bought those sunglasses in summer. It is now winter. I don't wear them as much anymore at the moment because it is definitely much grayer right now. That said, the novelty's also worn off a little bit. But I do think about this when I pull out my sunglasses because they're in their own little bag. They have a little cleaning cloth with them. There's intention there when there's this sense of ritual. When I pull out the sunglasses, I am reminded that this was a choice that I made to honor myself, to give myself something nice, something new for a change, right? And here's the thing. If you've been listening for a while or know me in real life, I have never considered myself to be very fashionable. I do have very specific tastes, but not an incredibly well-defined sense of style. I shop mostly secondhand and consignment. I don't really follow the trends at all. I would never be considered an influencer in that realm ever. And it can be really difficult for other people to buy me clothing. I have been known to exchange basic t-shirts because I didn't care for the font or the phrasing of the screen printed message. These days, as I am rebranding my business, moving away from the postpartum work I had done for several years, where the preferred uniform was scrubs, jeans, athletic pants, t-shirts. And now I'm moving towards coaching and coaching powerful professionals, ambitious entrepreneurs. I've been challenging myself to put together a more cohesive and sophisticated look, because the other thing about what I wear is that it is also a form of nonverbal communication. Spending more than a dollar on my sunglasses communicates that I'm someone who invests in herself. Now, my sunglasses are not anything crazy, or what I would consider a crazy amount to spend on sunglasses. They're not the Gucci level, Versace, things like that. I don't know, other labels that I am unaware of, but there is a distinct difference in quality between spending a dollar and your average mid-range retail brand of sunglasses. When my dollar store sunglasses color is peeling off and I continue to wear them anyway, this communicates something too. And that's something I'm not really interested in communicating anymore. I don't want to communicate that I'm not worthy of something new or something quality. I'm not interested in communicating that I don't have what I need to take care of my belongings or myself. Even if it wasn't necessarily true, you know, the peeling sunglasses, the ratty older pieces of clothing or accessories in my wardrobe, even if things were older or stained or something like that, it doesn't necessarily mean that I believe that communication, that I'm not worthy of new things or that I don't take care of my stuff. It just means that I don't want to communicate that anymore. That I can get rid of those older things, those broken things, and I can let them go and thank them for serving me. And I can offer myself something a little bit better, a little bit of a step up, a little bit of attention that I'm worthy of receiving. I used to watch the show What Not to Wear. Maybe you have seen it. Maybe you watched it almost as religiously as I did. I wasn't really into the fashion aspect of it. It was helpful in that sense, because I did start to learn different ways of dressing my body because of that show. But what made that show really interesting to me, really worth my attention, was how the transformation of the contestant or whatever wasn't really about the wardrobe at all in the end. The new clothes were this avenue for discovering a new sense of self, new confidence, new purpose, new way of being creative, new way of expressing themselves. It was, you know, a conscious choosing of the identity that matched how they felt inside, to show it on the outside, what they felt on the inside, and communicating that to the world, and then actually stepping into owning it and embodying it. That is what was so thrilling about shows like that. And in the last year or two, I've started doing that for myself. I started with dresses. You can listen to the episode called Dress Person for more on that. And I continued with sunglasses, with actually shopping intentionally, looking for specific articles of clothing and trying them on in a way that serves me. So for me, growing into myself, it's inspiring me to take some new fashion risks. I still tend to shop secondhand and consignment because those activities align with my values. I'm someone who tries to minimize waste and live sustainably as much as possible. And I'm also trying to be fiscally responsible, good with my money, wisely using the resources that I have to get the most value. And places like consignment stores and even the thrift stores, they tend to serve me just fine, because there's something that I do love about the hunt there. Similar to how I enjoy a used bookstore, there's something just thrilling about not knowing whether the book or the genre or the thing that will jump out at you will actually be there. So there is that activity that's involved with how I shop. So yeah, I do still shop secondhand, thrift, consignment, whatever. And my tastes are still very specific. And I'm looking at dresses. I've embraced the legging, the use of the legging, or the skinny jean, or the skinny jean, or the tight pants, or that kind of thing. Because again, throughout my evolution, my body has changed. And even if it hadn't changed, because of the work I've been doing emotionally, spiritually, mentally, I believe that I would still be embracing the body that I have in this new way, even if it hadn't changed at all. So I'm embracing my body and enjoying what it can do and what kind of clothes make it feel valuable, make it feel worthy, make it feel excited or beautiful or sexy even. In fact, I am daring to try things out that I previously would have looked right over and dismissed without a second glance. For example, the last time I went clothes shopping, I bought pants with a snakeskin print, and they're at least half white. And I don't tend to wear white that much, because white does not tend to stay white when I am around white, much like I refuse to buy white shirts for my children. They, again, do not stay white. But I took a risk here and I bought these snakeskin print pants, and I have since actually worn them several times in public. They make me feel edgy and awesome. My clothes express both who I am and who I'm striving to be. My clothes reflect and affect how I feel inside. My clothes communicate with others in ways that words don't. And I tell stories about my style, and my style tells a story about me. And it's interesting, this journey, because I'm becoming aware that when I put thought into something, it becomes more than just that thing, whatever it is. When I direct my focus and intention, I can see how it's more like a pebble in a pond than, you know, of something that's isolated and doesn't have any impact on anything else. You know, a stone on the shore, maybe. it has these ripples into other areas of life, like the sunglasses ripples out into the way I feel, or how I look at myself, how I treat myself. If I behave in a way that I start to believe that I'm worthy of nicer things, attention, wealth, connection, recognition, I start to walk into that confidence, that belief that I am worth it. And that's been, it's been a powerful shift in my life. So I want to ask you if anything in your style has changed over the years, and was it a unconscious evolution, or did you actually put some time and effort into creating a new sense of style? And what struggles do you have when it comes to choosing how to dress, what to wear, how to accessorize? I'm really interested in this because, again, the thing is not the thing. The clothes are not the thing. The thing is really how you perceive yourself to be and what story you want to tell. And then it even ripples out beyond that. It's what story are others telling about you when they see these choices in action. So that is getting really, really into it. So your challenge this week is to maybe go shopping, say, you know, favorite store, or maybe a store you've never tried before, and try something new. Try something that you never would have pictured yourself putting on. Maybe it's a certain type of fabric. Maybe it's a certain price point. Maybe it is a certain pattern or print. Maybe it's a certain type of article of clothing, a dress or different type of pants or a different color than you normally wear. Give it a try. See what it's like. See what story you start to create in your head when you look at yourself in the mirror. And we can leave that challenge there. I'm not even going to say, and then buy it and then wear it, because if it is right, and if it does spark that excitement in you, that that little flash of confidence, you know, feeling edgy and awesome in some way, then maybe you will buy it. But, you know, either way, if you just try something, maybe it doesn't fit. Maybe it's too much or not enough. That's okay. Put it back. See where the adventure takes you. All right. That's what I've got for today. I am grateful to be doing this. I'm excited to see how this goes. And I am going to be bringing more consistent episodes at you in the new year here. So thank you for listening, and thank you for being here. And I will talk to you next time.